Well, good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to another News and Focus program. Pastor Sean, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Privileged to be part of SermonAudio.com's News and Focus program. Looking at an article published Saturday, June 2nd, at 3:10 by thechristianpost.com. President Barack Obama called on Americans to celebrate evolving attitudes toward homosexual community as he proclaimed June as Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. This June, let's take some time to celebrate teachers and students who take a stand against bullying, openly gay and lesbian service members, family members who have seen their own attitude evolve. So we want to take a pride in three things. Those who are openly gay and lesbian in the Army, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, those who have seen their own attitude evolve, and those who take a stand against bullying. Obama made the proclamation Friday and expressed again his evolved personal belief in marriage equality from same-sex couples because we treat each other the way we want to be treated. He cited the golden rule when he first revealed on May 9th that he now believes gay and lesbian couples should be able to get married. Pointing to his and his wife Michelle's Christian faith, he told ABC News at the time, "When we think about faith, the thing at root that we think about is not only Christ sacrificing himself on our behalf, but it's also the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated." His proclamation for LGBT Pride Month comes just after a group of African-American pastors requested a meeting with Obama to discuss concerns over his endorsement of gay marriage as a civil right. I bet you this is putting those preachers over the top. The Coalition of African American Pastors says they're disappointed and heartbroken over the president's new stance. Obama has declared June as LGBT Pride Month every year since taking office in 2009, considered the most pro-gay president in history. Obama has repealed the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy in the military to allow gays to serve openly, stopped the Defending the Defense of Marriage Act in court, and after many years of, quote, evolving, end quote, expressed support for same-sex marriage, among others. I've often said that the true genius of America is that America can change. We can pass laws to right wrongs. We can soften hardened attitudes, he said in a video posted Friday on the White House website. Celebrating unsung heroes in the LGBT movement, Obama stated, bit by bit, step by step, they bent the arc of the moral universe toward justice. Now it's our turn. The president vowed to continue to advance the rights of the LGBT Americans and called on Americans to eliminate prejudice and celebrate the great diversity of the American people. According to the USA Today Gallup poll released last month, 26% of Americans are less likely to vote for Obama this November over his support of gay marriage, only 13% more likely to vote for him. The article that I read to you is written by, let me get the name for you to give the author credit, Lillian Kwan, and again, this is coming to us from the Christian Post and more specifically the politics section. So what are we to make of this? Lately, preachers in North Carolina, for which I am one, have been taking a beating, not a physical beating, but a beating on blogs and a beating by the media, because some of us, including myself, said some stupid things. And I have apologized, and that's over with. I learned, and I will continue to learn. Now, having said that, what are we to make of the accusation that we cannot speak to this issue with any more emphasis than we do to divorce or fornication or premarital sex or any of those things. What are we to make of that basic idea that because, for example, as was stated on sermon audio, that because North Carolina has a higher divorce rate in our state in comparison to the national average, that what we need to do is we need to put more emphasis on preaching to our people about sexual immorality with a very specific focus on lowering the divorce rate. And I'm happy to say that I agree that we should speak towards that. We could speak to it on a regular basis and not lower our stand. In fact, I would say that in most Baptist churches, and I'm speaking with generalities here, there is a clear stand. In many Baptist churches, a divorced man cannot serve as a deacon, a divorced man cannot serve as a pastor, and many Baptist churches, divorced people are not remarried by the pastor. They may go and get a civil ceremony, but many churches I'm aware of do not allow divorced people to be remarried in the sanctuary of the church. So what are we to make of this idea that we should not speak more boldly towards homosexual issues than we do with fornication? Well, here's my problem. I don't have a divorce pride month that I'm battling with. I don't have a scenario whereby there is a concerted effort by the National Education Association and many others to increase the education on divorce with children. I don't have that agenda that I'm fighting. I don't have an agenda whereby comic characters are getting divorced. Just yesterday, I read in the newspaper, the local newspaper, that I believe was Green Lantern, is now openly gay, a comic book character. You see, we are not speaking specifically towards individuals with an attempt to hurt them or to express hate. That is not the objective. The objective in preaching on these issues is to make God's people aware of the degree to which there is an agenda to do everything it can to cause you to change your mind on these issues. The president is asking us to celebrate evolving attitudes. So the president is lifting up to us every pastor who is no longer preaching on this issue, those who have been silenced, those who are afraid of being accused of bullying, those who are now scared because their attitude is now perceived as evolving. In many cases, all we've done is driven it into the closet. But in this case, the president wants to lift up as an example to all Americans, those bishops, priests, rabbis, pastors who have evolved like he has. He wants to openly embrace gay and lesbian service members as a good thing. So if the church remains silent, or if the church decides it cannot speak to these issues anymore, or if the church decides that it must speak to the issues with the same amount of intensity that it does others, then it's only a matter of time until we lose the battle on this as well. Some may have concluded we've already lost the battle. Perhaps they're right. Perhaps we should. No, I can't say it. Don't expect me to throw in the towel. I don't throw in the towel on divorce. I still speak passionately towards holding marriages together. And while the president quotes the golden rule as the model whereby we are to change our values, what a complete misappropriation of the scripture. What a complete misappropriation of the scripture. The golden rule does not teach me that I must abandon my commitment to the Word of God. The golden rule doesn't do that. If it did, Paul wouldn't have spoke and written so adamantly in Romans chapter 1 concerning those that are doing things that are shameful and unseemly and unnatural. And in that same area, he doesn't feel the necessity of balancing his time with other forms of sexual immorality. He goes after this one with a passion because it is the height of rebellion towards God's plan of one man and one woman living together in holy matrimony. And so we must continue to speak about divorce, but we cannot allow ourselves to be silenced because some preachers have said stupid things. Cannot run from the issue, must speak boldly, clearly, articulate, and carefully. Thanks for listening. Have a great Sunday.